President-elect Trump's incendiary words about Mexicans and Muslims have made this an exceptionally tense year for immigrants and for people who feel strongly about immigration. At New York's Tenement Museum on the Lower East Side, tour guides are getting special training on the subject. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports the idea is to keep conversations going among people who may disagree with each other.
So, do they ever get visitors to the Tenement Museum who really don't like immigrants and immigration?
It's an interesting question. I think a lot of people know about the museum before they come, but a lot of other people just saw it on TripAdvisor as one of the 10 things they should be doing when they come to New York.
This is Miriam Bader, education director at the museum. For years, she says, tour guides have heard visitors say, immigrants now, they aren't like they used to be. Today, there's a new twist on that. Now people say,
there is a big difference from refugees who are trying to come, for example, from Syria, than for refugees that were coming after World War II as Holocaust survivors.
That's one point of view. But the museum wants to shine a light on what immigrants past and present have in common without being preachy about it. So they've increased training for their 60 tour guides.
What we'll do is we'll share scenarios that happened on tours, and then we'll unpack them together and think about what could have been said differently.
Role-playing is big. So is listening.
You know, I think listening is a muscle, even for me right now, that I'm really just listening to you and this question and not already thinking ahead about what's the next question you're going to throw at me.
It takes presence of mind to walk backwards through a shabby, historically authentic tenement apartment while talking to a bunch of strangers, people who may have simply seen the museum on a list of 10 things to do in New York. Bader sees it as an opportunity for conversation about what it means to be an American. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.